this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. Ever wonder when is the best time to have sex? Well, the answer may surprise you, so stay tuned to the end. So, the age-old question, when is the optimal time to have sex? It depends on the individual. Well, let's go over the biological and hormonal peaks and kind of dissect when is really the best time to have that sex for men and for women. Morning time is actually a good time between 6 to 9 a.m. because that's when testosterone level is at its highest and estrogen level at the highest after waking up. So this will be good for erection, good for libido. Kind of when you wake up, you feel a little relaxed. But sometimes morning sex can be rushed because you got to go to work. You have other things that you have to do. But the research has shown that men may last a little longer and may experience better erection in the morning due to the peak of the testosterone. Now, interestingly, it is also age dependent as well too. Now, according to sleep and circadian rhythm expert, the best time for sex can shift with age. Now, if you're in your 20s, your peak libido period actually occurs in the afternoon around 3 p.m. If you're in your 30s, it occurs in the morning around 8:20 a.m. is the ideal time because the testosterone level. If you are 40 to 70 years old, evening or early nighttime between 8 to 10:30 p.m. aligns better with changing sleep patterns and daily routine. I thought this was a little interesting. Now, for psychological and lifestyle factor, the afternoon may not be a bad thing. Now, if you're not a morning person, afternoon may be a great alternative because that's when both partners are a little bit rested and less stressed. Nighttime sex is traditional for many couples and can promote relaxation and better sleep due to the release of feel-me-good hormones like endorphins and a hormone called oxytocin. However, we all know the end of the night, we're tired, we're after the end of a busy day, and it may just reduce the desire and performance in some people as well, too. Okay, modern men, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Now, let's talk about individual relationship preferences. Ultimately, the best time when both partners feel most energetic, relaxed, and connected is probably the best time for sex. And it could be individualized. So these are just generalities. The key takeaways are morning sex is biologically advantageous due to the peak hormone levels for men and for women. Evening sex can be relaxing and promote sleep, but may be limited by fatigue at the end of the day. Afternoon sex suits those that are flexible in schedule and can capitalize on a little midday sex. Now, the best time is really personal. The ideal time is when both partners feel most willing and able to connect regardless of the clock. Now, I thought I'd mention about the different time that is optimal for the ages, so to kind of keep that in mind. So the bottom line is there is no universal best time, but listen to your body and communicate with your partner. Sometime a little bit spontaneity is probably fun as well too. Make it fun and make it mutual and open communication. So let me know what you think about this episode. It would mean the world to me if you subscribe and get notifications and share this with someone that you think may benefit from this episode. And just know that you do not have to suffer in silence with ED, and there are alternatives out there. You do not have to settle for ED medication or for surgery. We have a course that is available. Check in the link right here, the Get Wood Now. And also we have community of men that has ED that are trying to get out of ED to go sexual confidence. You'll get a chance to work with me in the community. And there's a course in there as well that is called the Modern Man Club at noedman.com. My goal is to make information about sexual health accessible and let you know that you do not have to suffer in silence and that ED is not irreversible. It is reversible as long as you know what you need to do and what you avoid, so that way you don't have to suffer with ED. I'll see you in the next episode. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself is exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.